It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 675.
Happy Saturday, you absolute gronks. What's going on? It is a Duna day, as Jasna said. It's a bit chilly here in Melbourne. How are you boys?
I got up a bit later this morning. Sort of around
what time the, late for you?
8:30.
Oh, you could have pushed it. Come on, do it for do it for the parents.
I feel like I didn't go to bed that late though. Like I think by the time when did kick-ons finish?
For you or for everyone else?
Did you kick on a lot longer?
No, not long. We couldn't work out how to get the music playing, and then Shannon's kid walked in and lost it, and yeah, had to pull the pin.
So Harry, how long after the DJ left did it finish up?
10 minutes, maybe.
Yeah, okay.
10 minutes, but I can't even remember what time that was.
Mm-hmm.
We got Thai food, got some takeaway. That was the problem last week. It's like it got to after kick-ons and I was like, I can't be bothered eating. I can't be bothered cooking. And so then we had nothing. And that's an amateur mistake. And so this time we didn't make it. A Thai restaurant made it and we got it delivered. How's this though? We were like thinking, it should be here by now. And Amy went to check the front door because she thought, oh, maybe the coronavirus stuff, they're just leaving it at the front door more and not sort of, you know, notifying because the app notifies you. Went out the front, wasn't at our front door. She went to unit one, which is, you know, at least 10 metres away from us, and it was on the front doorstep of unit one.
Now, do you trust unit one enough that they wouldn't take it?
Yeah. She's an elderly lady who has security blinds and they're usually down. So she's, you know, it's like Fort Knox for her. So she's, I trust her. But I trust it. It was stapled and it was all good.
I wonder what's happened to George. Well, George. He just said, what the fuck? I think the storm just cooked my connection, he says.
Yeah. Blame it on the storm when you've had shit internet.
George, all you have to do is go in and out of the web browser and I reckon you'll be back in. It's always the hard bit.
Just a reload.
I feel like this was one of the first experiences on booze where I nearly had a blow up.
Really?
Yeah.
The
DJing, all the DJing stuff. It sort of brought me back to SRC vibes where it's like, here I am trying to do something. I'm trying to bring a vibe. And all that happens is I just get shit canned by everyone. And everyone who has an opinion. It's like when I left the kick-ons and sure enough, you couldn't work out how to do music, but you're you're at the fire throwing out suggestions, but without the DJ.
He's even having a go at me in all of this. I didn't take over. Shannon wanted to do the music, so I was like, I don't know. I didn't really care. I was just going with it. Hey, I was defending you half the time, you asshole. I called Jordan Michaelides. I called him Blender Boy because he was giving you shit.
Oh yeah.
I was going hard.
Oh really?
I was going hard, and then I was trying to tell you to just like open up that list and play that thing.
Was the list that I was playing.
Yeah, which was horrible because that's the Gronks.
Yeah, you are back.
Yeah, you are.
There you go.
But then I was just saying, open up the huge, like the YouTube comments.
Are you on a delay, George?
Yeah.
Yep. I think just as the show was starting, I'm frustrated. Look, this is absolutely terrible.
Yeah, his internet's cooked. But yeah, I was saying just in the Zoom chat, there was a whole bunch of suggestions, and if you just played those. People can't. You'd think they couldn't complain, right?
They can. You know, but it's also, I think that part of it is the equipment. Not to blame the equipment, but I think if I had a better DJ setup, I sort of had more. Because at the moment, I was running it off my phone. What sort of DJ is using their phone as the way of, you know, getting the music?
Oh, I mean, maybe you'd be surprised these days. But you would, I mean, there's too many things that could go wrong. Someone could call you mid-set. Yeah, I mean, it's a bit of a nightmare. And there's something called JJQ or something.
Oh, yeah.
It's got the word Q in it, but people can put in their song and then it will just play through the people's music. So it's almost like outsourcing the DJ set, which defeats.
The DJ. Yeah, there is there was an iTunes collaboration thing that people used to be able to do where you'd download the app and you'd be able to select the song.
Yeah.
How do you feel about having a crack at DJing for kick-ons?
Oh, no real interest, to be honest. There's too. I don't blame you for nearly blowing up, Josh. There's a lot of opinionated gronks, but I think isn't that list just literally like it needs to be sorted before?
No, because the thing with the list that we're not considering is that one person's banger is another person's most hated song.
Clanger.
Yeah. And so this is the problem with it. And I think that the other thing too, to be honest, the reason why I think it went better the week before was because I was playing the songs that I liked. Plus, I was able to then, I understood the beat. I understood when to bring down the volume, go, yeah, and do all the pumper. These songs I don't know. You know, Green Light, Red Light, good song. And it's become one of my favorites. But outside of that, I think that there's a lot of risk when you're playing other people's songs. I would have to spend 30 hours before the night going through and getting all the lyrics and finding out the beat drops.
Yeah. I think one of the biggest annoyances for DJs is people requesting songs, to be honest. Like, I remember going with James and my brother. They used to DJ at parties and, yeah, it was just annoying for them. I've requested DJs songs before. I know how annoying. It feels annoying for me to be interrupting them. Just like whispering, am I fucking yelling in their ear? Come on.
And it definitely, great. I think Zoom even makes it worse because you can, it's not like, say if it's you're at a club or whatever, someone can come up to you, but this is the equivalent of every single person at the nightclub has a microphone. And so every request gets heard by everyone.
Casey said, isn't that list for JJ's dancing? Was that what happened?
Well, so it was a bit of a dual use. I think that we could definitely create a collaborative list for just the kick-ons. But I remember seeing Grace saying, hey, some of these are for the actual kick-ons as well.
Grace is saying in the live chat, nah, Josh, it's a lot of pressure being a DJ. Apologies for the pushback.
I appreciate it. Well, I didn't think it was... So, I definitely got sooky. I was definitely like, there was a point where, and this is why I don't have
I any lent
friends.
Into it for you.
Mm. Like, to be honest, there's a reason why I don't have big groups. Like, I don't like big friendship groups because I just think this bullshit of ganging up, this, like, I don't, unless I'm sort of, I can have a little bit of banter between, you know, it's very easy. 97 George, TJ, okay, I can focus all my attention. When I'm getting attacked by 20 people, it becomes a lot harder to manage. And so, yeah, there is it was triggering because there has been times where, like, I'm the type that would do something erratic. And then so I would do something that completely outweighs anything that's happened. So I'd punch a wall or something, you know, just in frustration. But then the worst bit is all of you gronks would then gaslight me and be like, oh, man, I was, you know, like the bullshit, TJ, that you're throwing. Like, oh, man, not only was I not trolling you, I was like the only one protecting you because you need protecting because
that. Never said that. I just said that I called Jordan Michael Eady's blender boy.
Yeah, but you implied really, he implied that was saving the day from the deep, like that was going to save
day. That was you just had an opportunity to decide to rip into somebody. Mm-hmm. For the way you felt. So I was telling you that it's like, actually, I was just telling you to play a few songs. I wasn't going as hard as
well,
some of the others.
I didn't know whether, you know, thoughts aren't facts. I understand that. And so I was wary of like, you know what, I'm just going to let this, I'm going to be a good sport. I also wanted to, you know, Brie and I had the conversation beforehand where she's like, don't get silly, don't stay for too long. Like we're going to, and I was sort of getting the vibe of like, oh, like it's dinner time and I realize I'm like, okay, like this, I can either lean into this DJing thing and try and fix all these ungrateful pieces of shit, i.e. the gronks, aka the gronks, or I think I actually did call the gronks the C word during my rage, and there was a dance that involved.
You called someone a bitch at some point. It was.
I called 97 a bitch, and that was because he wasn't.
That's pretty common, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah. No, we don't really do it too much on the show, though.
No.
But, did Harry say on air or off air? I'd wank to that. Was that a
no? That was on it. That was on the show. No, no, that was on the show.
Okay. Well, that was because Mum was there, wasn't it?
Yeah. You know what? I think actually last week. The week before, I think you were more drunk, Josh. Mm-hmm. Like, I think you found your strides.
Well, Bree only told me this morning that we were actually I suggested, this is your bottle, this is my bottle. But I only found out this morning that we only had one bottle between us. And so I had thought that I'd finished a bottle, but I'd only had half. And so that's why I was like... had the sweats, and then there was a point where I was completely rattled when we did a bit of banter. I think Campbell's sister, what's her name, is it Bronte, is it, did Bronte. I make that up? Bronte,
yeah, no, was it
anyway, you know, where are you based?
And I think it's Bronte.
Where are you based, and all sort of thing, and then she said, oh, I'm Campbell's sister, and it felt like I should have known that, and then so that gave me anxiety, like, oh, of course you are. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, which it didn't really.
I said that too because I looked at the last name. It was James. So, makes sense.
Yeah.
Then I asked her how much her deck was worth.
That's right. Did a lot of that. Sorry, Brooke as well.
But I'm super curious. I am legit wanting to understand property value. can you see the silliness of it though? Like, I understand.
Well,
I
don't want big groups. That's why I think, like, we're gonna. I think we have to break down the kick-ons to a smaller group.
Really,
it's a silly idea.
How are we gonna do it?
Oh, I just think.
So
like,
if we have 50 people for Friday night drinks, who's keeping 10 for kick-ins?
I think it's inclusive. It's all inclusive.
Inclusive. That's what the Gronk Squad. I was slammed that's for what the Gronk 2 hours.
Yep. That's what the Gronk Squad is. Absolute animals and inclusive. Inclusive of giving shit to everybody. But I think there's if we can work out a way to let someone else be the DJ, I think it'll just take the stress away. You just drink, Josh, and...
But I do, to be honest, I have no. If I'm not DJing, what's the point of me being there? I don't have. I'm not dancing for someone else's tunes.
How
and to
old
be honest,
are you?
When I suggested you, I had no interest in you DJing and everything. I just wanted to hear it from your mouth that you're too much of a bitch to DJ.
It's not DJing when you're just taking requests. It's literally just.
Well, that's exactly mate. I didn't want it. The last thing I wanted was requests, but then I was pressured. Then it just became this thing of like, okay. Yeah, this was literally Mosgiel Park Primary School 2001, me just playing what everyone wanted because I played Baked Beans and it, you know, fucking rattled a few people.
Is Glyn put in a great effort. It was 5 a.m. where he was over in Florida.
He's very calming. To be honest, he was one of the few people during my blow up where I was like, you know what, like Glyn sees what's happening right now.
We love Glyn.
Yeah, we do. We love you.
To be honest, I thought it was quite entertaining. It was quite entertaining and quite enjoyable. So, I mean, if you could just see past the shitstorm that you felt.
Like the hurt that I think people
enjoyed it.
It's all good, Josh. Hurt people hurt people.
Yeah, well, that's the... And true, the Gronk Squad is full
the
of
Gronk
them.
The Gronk Squad is...
But I actually... I was thinking, you know what? I thought that exact thing, right? Where I'm like, oh, you know what? JJ, you're creating a story. Everyone's your enemy. Like, this isn't productive. Like, you're literally going through the list of Gronks and coming up with a list on why you hate every single one of them. and it's not good.
Outrageous.
And so, but anyway, so that's what I thought, right? I'm like, you know what? This is just, you're in a drunken spiral. You're not drunk enough to do anything silly, but you're definitely in a spiral. But then I was getting messages from Basil, right? And Basil is like the loveliest guy going around. And it's one of those cases where when someone's being really nice and positive, but it sort of feels like they're doing that because they've seen what's been happening. And so I hope he's okay with me reading these out. But these are the messages that he wrote to me, okay? This was last night. This was at 7:47.
At what temperature was your hatred and anger at that point? Nando's speaking.
Oh, I was extra hot.
No, really?
I was laying on the couch.
Still blowing.
And just being like, you know what? Like, I wonder if I'm just going to get a million texts tomorrow apologizing for the way I was treated. But, that's where you go. It's like, oh, you know, you're just going to ride it out and then everyone's going to realize how nasty, 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 nasty pasties they were. But what Basil said, JJ, mate, you crushed it tonight. What was the weird vibes? Really, really adored you. Live movement and input tonight. So much going on. And then you provided giggles on top. Shit, it's big, mate. General public don't appreciate, and that's the play. But today, fuck, so good. Watch the whole thing with a critical eye. Shit, you were tapped in. And TJ and Sebs, what a privilege, dude. I said, thanks so much.
Basil.
I said, thanks so much, Basil. Mate. Yeah, that means a lot coming from you. He said, real tight. Dude, real I hope tight. So. Dude, even when you came back after dinner. Like, your superpower is like 20 times stronger than you think, you know?
Oh, I love that.
Everybody's tuning in, fucking loves you. Breeze is tapped into that frequency. Trust in Bree. Peace, homie.
Yes. Mate, if that didn't get you.
Completely blotto.
If that didn't turn you into a lemon and herb, I don't know what would. Because that's lovely.
No, the thing is, what I took from that is like, if Basil's texting me that, it must be pretty bad. It's real bad. Bree's like, come on, just watch the movie. Because we're watching Brittany Runs a Marathon. Where this chick was, you know, which I could relate to a lot of it, you know, this chick who's overweight and everyone's like, oh, Brittany, fat bitch sort of thing. And then she gets skinny and runs a marathon. I fell asleep before she ran the marathon, but I assume that's what happens. But I was scrolling on my phone and Brie was saying, just enjoy the movie, babe. Don't worry about it. Just enjoy the movie. And I ended up just falling asleep.
Yeah.
So how was your night, George? How did you...
My night was good. I left the party before all this went down. I left just as Classic Jansen was playing some tunes, which was nice. And then...
Because you had ping pong.
Yeah, we played ping pong.
Yeah, did you get downstairs. Nasty?
Throw any bats?
No bats were thrown. I won a couple of games.
Mm-hmm.
Lost.
How
a
many
lot.
Games did you play?
Probably like 10, I reckon. Okay. I reckon I won 2. But it was a great night. It was fun. Mm. Had some. I'm back on the beers now.
Oh really?
Yeah, really?
Yeah. Oh, that's impressive.
Yeah. Solid effort.
I saw it up. I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know how TJ. How are you? Because I literally said to myself, I'm like, you know what? I don't even think I'm going to drink next Friday. That's where did you go?
It's a fair response for what went down. I think everybody enjoyed themselves. What you're outlining is when people think it's just a bit of fun and
it hurt my feelings.
The hard bit for you, Josh, is that you make it content because in the moment you're like, I'm actually talking about how you're feeling, and then everyone's like, that's hilarious. It then sort of snowballs. I think it's like people then do the stacks on when they're like, mm-hmm. this is funny. Anyway, it was fine. Had a great night. Enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. Enjoyed it. I did notice that you weren't as, you know, sort of lit as you have been, and I think that sort of really helped last week.
You had
mac and cheese. I said to you, I said, mate, you a bit flat or something. You're like, I feel sick. I've had mac and cheese.
No, I went home because this was my first proper. I was avoiding using cheat day because I feel like it's got a lot of negative connotations of binge eating. But I did binge eat yesterday.
You did?
And so I did. I spent like 40 bucks on Uber Eats for myself and got Easies, like, yeah, a bunch of stuff. And then actually...
Do you think, is it a mix between that? Like, you're hating on yourself for doing that?
And I gave myself permission, but I think that
you're
just
on a tipping point.
Didn't feel too good. Plus, after the kick-ons, I typed in Ben and Jerry's into Uber Eats. And because Bree didn't want gelato. There's a Ben and Jerry's that just delivers.
Oh, wow.
And not only did they do that, but they did the Magnum, like the pint. The what are they called? What's a pint of ice cream? Is it, you know, like a container, and it's got the where you crack it by hitting the spoon, You know.
Oh yeah, yeah.
The
yeah.
Magnum ice cream. I had that, and I got 90% the way through it, and you know, like I'm sick. Oh. I'm definitely sick when I don't finish something. And I was just like my ears were ringing. I was just like fucking not feeling good. Yeah. And so Bree had to stop the movie. And
I can't help but psychoanalyze this whole situation. You got to understand that the people that are on that call love you. Like, and so the fact that you think that it's like malicious ganging up. I think
they love
it is
the
hard.
Show.
It is.
They love the show.
But they love you. They love your weirdness. They love your stories. They love who you are.
How do we know that? They love the show.
They wouldn't listen to the show. Like,
maybe
you don't
they're
have to
saying
like me completely.
The show
and
would
then
be
you like
really
Josh
great.
Moore. So, but I think
I ended up going through my Instagram and seeing who follows you versus me, and just seeing who.
Oh my god, dude!
Any call outs?
Is that dark? You know, the only toxic thing about the drinks is this mindset, this thinking, baby. It's destructive as shit. And I don't know if it's the alcohol or I don't know if it's just the situation. I think it is very
But how has me talking about this stuff, you're now saying I'm toxic? So not only was the situation toxic.
No, I'm saying this.
You're now
toxic
saying
thinking.
I'm toxic.
You are.
No, I said your thinking is toxic towards
I am my thinking,
No, you're not your thinking. I think these are just your thoughts. This is your patterning that's being triggered. You're mentioning Moskal Park Primary School. Like, it's total wiring from early days childhood, it seems. Mm-hmm. And you've just... And there is definitely... But what I'm saying is, if you look past all that, these people love you. These people love you.
Yeah.
Shannon says...
I mean, we've...
Agree, Tommy. Josh, we do love you.
They're
personally.
All gaslighting me. It's nice. No, it is. I think that it does come from... It's an insecurity thing, isn't it?
Because we love you. There's nothing to be... Like, we had a great time. Shannon had a great time. She mentioned in there. Glenn had a great time. Basil had a great time. It's awesome. Like, even... I mean, Hayden Dibb, he's one of the main offenders. I'm sure he had a great time, though. Jordan Michael Eddie, who... Oh, he was just getting into you. They're all getting into you.
What was he saying? Everyone maybe was it was worse than what I remember. What did Hayden say?
No, not even. I don't even remember what these people were saying. It's so not you, though, because it's just the songs. Just put another song on. Put another song on. It's silly. But my point is, not to get it away from that, I'm like, for you, Josh, it doesn't have to be like this because people love you.
And you're so not you can, the music you're putting on, Josh. It's all good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's take a moment to feel for the people who wrote that music that people were saying, sucks. Yeah. Those poor bastards. Oh. That'd be
it
a hard
is hard
day for
because
them.
Like you know, Black Eyed Peas. Everyone said just put on any Black Eyed Peas song on.
My humps.
I put on I Got a Feeling. And then you see half the I got a feeling.
No, I thought that went off. I got up and
about
to that.
I was down for that one as well. No, that was a good one.
I think I pushed through that. I'm usually
not
all.
Your problem. Yeah, exactly. Not your problem.
I think there was a lot of people that got around that.
How was your night, Sebs?
Yeah, I had a good night. I went back upstairs and we started watching a little movie on Netflix, which is like meant to be a rom-com, but it was quite strange. So
what was it called?
I don't know. I think it's third in Australia at the moment, but it's not that great. I can't remember.
You watched the whole thing?
No, I watched like 40 minutes of it.
On your own?
No, with mum and the rest of the family. Dad, Sam.
And Grace.
Grace on anything the last screen night, next to
you. Josh, hey? Sorry, just back to it. Josh Campbell said, Josh, you were the king of the show. We do love the show, but you're the reason we do.
Right, this, well, this is a bit of Basil banter. This is just pumping up. Said, no, I appreciate it. I don't want to hear it because it feels...
It was my best night since the ISO.
It's pandering to me. Like,
Look at yourself in the mirror, take a breath and say, thank you.
No, thank you. No, thank I appreciate you.
That
it,
is right. really nice. That's actually really
Glyn
lovely.
Glyn has a message that's been retracted. What the fuck did Glyn say on chat? He obviously said something offensive.
I have seen a few people retract. I reckon it's just spelling mistakes. You just quickly retract them because you fucked it. I would do that many times.
George, Sevs did drink.
I did drink, yeah.
Yeah, what'd you have?
I had two gin and tonics.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yum.
You didn't make a comments about it, though.
No. They're actually quite nice.
What did it taste like? Or did you have, like, the bottle of gin and then you mix it yourself?
We had the gin and then mum made the first two because she joined us on the call. And then I went back upstairs and my brother made another one for me.
Nice. Yeah. Mate, we heard from your mum more than we heard from you. She was great. She was the best lawyer in the building.
I wish I knew how to screen grab on Windows the final song when Denise has her arms around Sevs just sort of like enjoying the music.
I was yelling, screen grab this, screen Josh, because I was outside. I
couldn't screen grab it, but it was beautiful. I think Grace had left at that point.
It was so sweet.
That was for the What About Me. I think it was the final song.
Yeah.
Shannon Noel.
Yeah. Rory says, JJ, whoever has their phone on the Spotify at a party is always the target. Okay. You know, trying to be sort of make you feel a bit it's better.
TJ, when I was have doing you it had for any... you the other...
Yeah, George?
Oh, no, I was just going to say, when I was DJing for your dancing the other day, because you were doing the live stream on Instagram and I was connected to your screen and choosing the songs, I just went blank and I just honestly couldn't even think of one song to play. Just lost all titles. That's why I was taking requests. And
I wasn't that nice. So maybe I'm part of the problem.
But
we all thought it was gear. The problem is when you blow up, Josh, it's entertaining, but you feel it. You're feeling it so hard. It is hard when content, but the problem is sometimes you do the trade with the, it's like the deal with the devil. It's like, you know, it's actually going to be really painful for you, but you know how entertaining it's all painful going to be for everyone else.
I mean, this, now everyone's going to fucking...
You're a baby? Yeah.
You're going to get messages saying how much they love you.
Yeah.
Go on.
Craig Harper's like, I'm a big insecure baby. He always says that. Mm-hmm. It's like, if you know you're a bit insecure and you thrive off a bit of, positive affirmation, what's wrong with that?
Well, I think what I worry about the positive affirmation is that it gets to a point where... If we get bad, if I'm relying on the good stuff, when the bad stuff comes in, then it will, like, if someone did a comment where they were like, oh, this guy is self-obsessed, like, why doesn't anyone call Josh out for the self-obsessed wanker that he is? Like, that would hit me because I'm like, yeah, they're fucking, someone right? finally said it.
No, but maybe that's why it's easy to just lead with it. It's like the obvious thing, that we
because
about.
I am.
It's. Because well, no, but if you are, then lead with it. It's like, I am a bit insecure. I am a bit fucking self-obsessed. But I know it, so I got in first. And that's all right.
I think you got me insecure at the beginning because I said, I don't know if it was on the show. I think it was off the show. I said, I'm thinking of starting with music. And you said, Josh will always find a way to make the show about him.
Starting with music. What do you mean, starting with music?
I said, I'm thinking of DJing at the start pre-show. And then you said, Josh will always find a way of making the show about him.
Yeah.
You sure he didn't say Gemma?
No,
I said that about Gemma too. But I think we highlight the quirks within us and we can... I don't know. I remember being around But you didn't do the groups of the boys and shit, which was, there was so much stacks on in that shit. Like, I remember, it wasn't great, but you built, there is a resilience that you can build around it. George, did you have packs of friends that sort of would shit can each other and, you know, rile each other up?
A little bit, but nothing too crazy. I wasn't involved in those sort of groups where it was just like full on bullying and stuff.
Yeah. Well, the funny bit is they're not actually friends any, like people that were doing
exactly.
that. They're not the mates anymore. You definitely, exactly. It's not sustainable to have it as you know, lifetime friendship, just bullying each other. It's annoying, but I think we can come back strong next week, work out a way to get through this.
Well, now I'm just going to, I won't be able to DJ without thinking that everyone's dancing, just thinking, oh, like, we don't want Josh to cry, just about the song. And so, Sebs, would you DJ?
I mean, I don't know how much people would like my music, but yeah.
No, you got good music, I reckon.
Like, do I? A lot of people, like, would not like it, that's for sure.
Yeah, what sort of, like, Sean Mendes?
I mean, Grace doesn't like it.
Really? What is Grace?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a huge fan, but I reckon out of 50 people, you'll get a solid amount of people.
Well, I mean, you got absolutely hammered for the... Yeah, you got hammered for the Justin Bieber stuff, Josh. I would have definitely played
those. I thought Yummy was a huge hit.
I would have played Intentions, the first one you played, that was probably the better hit to go with.
Mm-hmm.
But that got slammed, so...
To be fair to the DJs, never are able to have this much feedback in real time. Mm. It's like, it'd be like if you gave everybody in the crowd at a nightclub a little microphone and you had headphones on where you heard everyone's thoughts.
Yeah. It was like they had my own thoughts. Thumbs down. Yeah.
And there was like my own negative self-talk as well. Big song. I'd just been like, this is not good.
Yeah.
This is... What do I do? How do I... And then Bree saying, you're not very present with me right now, Josh. You're not being present. I'm like, how can I be present when I've got all these fucking yelling at me about the music? I'm just trying to stay alive right now.
Great. How do we feel about next Friday night's drinks being a dress-up theme? Take it or leave it. Like, you don't have to, but I think if we could spearhead it. Well, I mean, yeah, I was going to say just everyone choose their own, but then it helps when... there is some direction around it. I don't know. I'm open to sort of exploring this across. Maybe we decide on Wednesday.
How many people have stuff at home to dress up with?
Oh, this is it. What about like fancy hat? Because you're seeing people's faces, some kind of fancy hat or hair. Idea.
Wombat did it.
Yeah, Wombat is actually the trendsetter. A fancy hat could be great. Or like doing crazy shit with your hair.
Mm-hmm.
Something. I mean, Josh might shave his head.
I would shave my head.
Casey's saying ISO formal.
Yeah.
ISO formal. Yeah. ISO formal.
Is this isolation?
Isolation formal.
No. But ISO formal. That'd be good.
ISO formal.
ISO formal.
Sorry, saying. Yeah. That's what.
I don't think that's what Casey was implying. But
no,
she didn't. But when I heard it said ISO formal, I was like. It sounds like a fun.
What about thing. What about Greek island or something? What about on a yacht? What about
I've
got my linen shirt. I could wear my linen shirt.
Linen, you know, shirt what would well. I think I'm pretty set on the hair or hat thing. Think about how cool the photo will look, the screenshot of everyone just with wild hair, or like, I don't know, you could get really funky with it.
Something on your head.
Or I like your photo option, to be honest.
Face paint. Like, you just have to do something with your face, but it can't be using a darker color than your own skin. We don't do that. Not here. But if you wanted to do, like, I don't know, go buy some face paint from the supermarket, or just do something.
Face paint's a bit annoying, to be honest, but I could do something with my hair.
Yeah. Campbell says he'll shave his head.
That's good.
That's good. Tiger King theme, says Rory. Emma says yes, dress up.
There was, what about when Netflix I mentioned, themed?
Oh, yeah. So you just pick a show.
Mm-hmm.
Tiger King. What else is there? What are the other shows?
Trump would be funny.
Trump would be funny. I think it's, like you said, the biggest barrier is people not being able to go. Like, costume shops aren't open. Mm-hmm. You don't want to spend time doing that shit. If you've got kids, you've got a whole bunch of, you know, shit lying around. Like you could easily find stuff. If you've got a hair straightener, you could do something funny with your hair. If you had long hair, I don't know. Sevs, what would you do if you had to do something to your head, to that pill of yours? What would you do?
Straighten it. That'd be funny as.
Straighten my hair. I mean, it's not long enough to straighten really. It's not,
and it's bamboo. It will catch on fire. It's very coarse.
Would you couple dress? Like I reckon, like Bree and I could match. Would you, you and Grace wear something?
Sort of we could do that.
Theme. What could it be? Like what about famous famous couples? Would you dress up as Sandy and Danny from Grease?
Oh yeah, I mean that? We do have gel. Okay. Real slick back.
Yeah.
Well, what about just like pick a colour or something, and then the whole screen is that colour.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Red. The Daily Talk Show blue.
Black.
It's a little annoying.
Yeah. Black.
Yeah, yeah, Melbourne. Maybe. That's so Melbourne. Yeah. I like the idea of a theme. How do we get different different ideas?
Can we do it? Let's do an Instagram thing. So let's put this up as a snippet. And then let's have a user entry, and so you guys can just leave a thing on Instagram.
Okay, perfect.
And then we can go through them.
Have you ever dressed up in a theme, Mace, for anything?
Nah.
He's never been.
Oh, actually, no. Hang on. No. I'll get the photo for you. But for year six, I think we had dress ups at school, and I dressed up as an avatar with one of my mates.
Oh, the blue
like
thing.
Blue avatar. Yeah. But it was full on. Like I had a tail and a blue face paint and everything. I'll get you the photo. I'll post it on Instagram.
Oh, little angel. Well, can we all dress like Mason in the choir back in the day?
Yeah. Well, you got the gel. You could do that, mate.
Got the gel. Yeah.
Is Avatar considered a good film in 2020?
Have you seen it?
No.
I saw it at IMAX regardless. Back in the day.
Okay, then no, you don't need to rewatch it.
But is it considered, would it hold up or would it, because it was meant to be quite good at the time.
Are you saying the CGI, like the actual...
Just the whole thing.
I reckon it would.
I think the film and the story, it was an award-winning film, wasn't it? It was like, I loved it. I thought it was amazing. I think
but a lot of it was around the technology. It's still topped the box
office. Yeah. They had to push all the production. I think they've got like four more in the works and they had to push all the production on them because they were doing underwater... motion capture, so you see all those videos with actors with dots all over their face for motion tracking. Yeah. They were trying to figure out how to do that underwater. So,
I think George is frozen. George, are you okay?
Yeah, he's on his delay.
He had a big night. Emma said that she had a Lady Gaga themed 30th, and it was around the time that she was wearing meat and Coke cans on her head. The pixel.
Oh, Jasna's got a great one for Grace and Sevs. Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Yeah, I like that. We need to be able to tell just from like, as in from your shoulders up, you really got to be able to tell what's going on, tell that it's, otherwise you just.
I mean, I've got a suit, so I guess that works.
Yeah. What about, I would like to go as Wayne from Wayne's World. I think that'd be cool.
Wayne's got some crazy hair, doesn't he?
That's a good one.
Yeah, I just feel like the whole everything we do feels a little bit like that.
Get Wayne's World vibe.
Yeah.
Is that
I had a theme for my 18th birthday.
Really? What did you dress up as?
It was my theme was you are what you drink. So whatever you were drinking at my birthday, you had to dress up to match. So, like, if you were drinking, like, VB or something, you could come as a Bogan or whatever. Or, you know, like, everyone had different things, like a French guy drinking wine or something. But I just really wanted to go as Red Foo from LMFAO.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Who's a guy with, like, the crazy afro. Yeah, and he had leopard print leggings and party rock shoes and a party rock shirt.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, I'll have to find the photo. It was fit. So my drink was champagne. It was a lot, but I just wanted to go.
Oh, champagne showers? Did he do that song?
Yeah, he did.
George, your connection's upsetting me.
Just before
plant,
we
your
go,
plant game, oh, no. Your plant game's actually stronger.
It's
than
great,
it seems.
Isn't it?
It's yeah, really
yeah.
Good.
Yeah, good it's plants. Good. Just before we go, we want to thank Venture IP.
Oh, good.
Why do you want to thank them?
Well, yeah, I mean, tell us, Sebs. Tell us. Okay, great. Well, I mean, they power and host our website. They're 100% Australian owned and based, and they've got 24/7 support. I got a message on Instagram from Angelo the other day. It was literally a support request, and he personally messaged me on Instagram. So,
really? That's he's amazing. Just
yeah,
Angelo,
how good's
the
that?
CEO's answering support tickets. Yeah. Mate, you do what you're going to do during
the pandemic. What's the coupon code? What's the code to get 50% off your first year?
So, you can use the code TDTS at checkout, and you get up to 50% off from plans up to 12 months. So,
epic.
Love it.
Awesome.
Love it.
All right. Could, well, I feel better after that conversation.
Could we call their support line and just get them to curate a DJ set for
That's,
hey, Venture
that's
IP,
a support request.
I need support.
No, I'm feeling better.
Or maybe you could, Josh, chat to them anytime you want. They could be your counselor.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Just feeling a bit down about the Gronks, call Venture IP support.
Yeah, great. And also feel free to DM Josh your sorries, your thank yous, anything in between, any compliments.
Yeah,
I'll take it. Absolutely. I'm taking it all as like, no, when you drink, people do, like, everyone's just taking the piss. It's all fun. And I feel like
but you're actually hurt. You're slightly hurt.
Oh, look, you can feel hurt, but everyone can still be having fun. So as long as everyone's having fun, I'm fine.
Yeah, great.
Okay.
All right. Okay. It's a daily talk show. I know I said I wouldn't say that anymore, but it's very easy.
You should say it. It caps the show. It's all good.
Yeah, I think it's good. It's all good. Have we had any reviews, Sevs?
Yes.
We got one in overnight.
Yeah. We got a review. Incredibly entertaining and honest, especially during such a tough time for a lot of people. They've been able to create a really strong community. These guys pretty much count as co-workers during the work from home time. Keep up what you're doing. 5 stars. Thanks, Channa.
That's lovely.
Thank you. Is it Channa or Shanna? Is it Channa?
Shanna. Maybe it's Shanna. No, she's CH. Shanna. No,
I want to know because I saw she was on the thing. But
here we go.
How do you pronounce Chana? Is it double N or one N? But I was wondering that. I never found
Shanna. I mean, I've Googled it. It says Shanna.
Shanna.
Maybe it's Shanna.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We can ask her. Put it in the comments.
Thanks,
Shanna. All right. We'll see you tomorrow. What time are we doing it, guys?
2 p.m.
Similar time, yeah.
Perfect. Great.
2 p.m. is a good time.
Have a great rest of your Saturday. See you tomorrow.
See you guys.